The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Show me a gal who's kissed him once. I'll show you a gal who's kissed him twice. Once any gal has kissed him twice. She's dreaming of shoes and rice. Bronco, Bronco.
I never heard the rest of the words of that song. That's pretty good, huh? Ready? Bronco Lane.
Bronco Lane.
That's why people love this show. Where are you going to hear Bronco Lane? Nobody's going to play that.
Oh, no.
You know, just one of our little quirks that we have that just, you know, adds to it. Welcome back.
It is a quirky show.
It's the end of the week. You know what that means, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Today is Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
Never, never do.
And indeed it is Friday. It is spring break. Starts after school today. So you got one more day. You got to endure it. Got to make it through it. And then you'll have a whole week off. And then you're looking at, boy, 2 months, boom, you're out again.
Yeah.
So
I know that I think kids are going to be, not to be Debbie Downer, but once you get back into school, you're going to have like 2 weeks and then it's TCAP time.
Okay. Well, you are Debbie Downer, really. I mean, I don't think that we need to bring that up yet. Just wait till, you know, the end of next week.
Well, but I mean, in school, to me, once you got through with TCAP testing, man, it was clear sailing.
This is episode 1370, by the way.
Oh, wow.
That means we're only 30 away from episode 1400.
Yeah. We're going to have to do something special for episode 1450.
Oh, don't give me that. No, just don't even go there. We need to do something special. That means all it means is more work for me and Dalton. Is usually what that means.
Well, maybe we'll get a box of Raisinets to celebrate.
By the way, I got to give kudos to Melissa, who is the radio secretary? Is that what her title is?
Office manager, traffic director.
Oh, wow. She's the traffic director? I didn't know that. Wow, I need to...
Well, and that's confusing. If you're in radio, you know what traffic is, but it's basically when the commercials are played, she's the one who puts
that
all
means
those
that
in.
Kind of traffic.
Right, yeah.
Oh, she's not out parking cars or anything like that.
No,
okay.
No.
Well, she sent me a loaf of sourdough bread.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, and I know you've tried it. I haven't eaten it yet.
I got some, and it is excellent.
It's gone too, isn't it?
Half of it.
Oh, wow.
In one sitting, yeah. My daughter ate a piece of it, though. It was really, so I put the butter on it and then put it in the air fryer for like a minute.
Ooh.
Melted the butter. But
never thought about the air fryer.
Crispy. Yeah. It wasn't toasted, but it was nice and warm, and it didn't, you know, the microwave sometimes, it gets it hot, but it's kind of soggy, so... Yeah, the air fryer works pretty good.
So when did you discover that little trick?
I just tried
experimental.
It.
Experimental?
Yeah. I just thought, let me try the air fryer. You can do a lot of things with an air fryer.
I was so excited, too. I got a Rutherford weather update the other day.
Yeah?
I got an update. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't you, but it was you saying something, texted it out or whatever. You know, it's like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, going to be windy or something like that. It was like, you know, warmer days are ahead. Blah, blah, blah. So
yeah, that was about the cool snap we had earlier in the week.
Yeah. Gosh, it was cold, wasn't it?
Yeah. I hope we're I know we're not done with it, but.
Well, we have Blackberry winter. We got Blue Jean winter. What was it called?
The last one is Britches winter.
Britches winter, yeah. And
now, we've experienced that one firsthand. So it's always in late May. And
its severity can be different.
Oh, sure.
You know, it could just be a little cooler. But, boy, that one year.
Spring fling.
Whew,
it got so cold.
And there was no sun.
Mm-mm.
In fact, it drizzled a little bit. I thought it was snowing, actually.
And the wind. I mean, the wind was just outrageous that day. I've never been so cold. That's when the Walmart on Memorial opened, because it was very new. So that tells you how long ago that was. But we actually went in between games and tried to find a jacket or some long pants or something, and you couldn't find anything. We wound up with a blanket, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a blanket.
Because all the winter clothes were up, you know, and they had summer clothes out.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, after thinking about that, we were at McKnight Park. You should have just gone to your house and gotten some, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know that we'd had that much time, or yeah, I don't remember.
It was kind of weird. Anyway, we've got a great show. Stay with us.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We've got a wet end to the work week and start to the weekend. Details-wise, we do have cloudy skies today, but we'll have a chance of rain this afternoon at a high near 72. Rain is likely tonight with a low around 48. We'll just have a slight chance of rain on Saturday at a high near 59. There's no rain Saturday night. Instead, we'll have mostly clear skies and a low around 33. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Buys Habitat for Humanity homes.
People who are working and they work hard, generally it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat Restore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat Restore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Hey, I'm Jack Hayes, here with my dad Nick and my granddad Pops.
In 1985, when we opened our doors, we had one kids item on the menu. It was a hot dog. But today, we have one of the most popular kids items in Rutherford County. What's your favorite item, Jack?
Chicken fingers, curly fries, and our homemade barbecue sauce.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Toots, when you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
McCabe Vision Center.
I can see things that I couldn't see clearly before. I love it.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
And we should tell people that you opted to get the full range vision lenses so that you could have vision near, far, and in between without glasses. Tell us how your vision is now that you've had the cataract surgery.
I mean, I was so happy I actually had tears.
McCabe Vision Center.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits, assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Ryan Fenley.
Quite a few upsets first round NCAA tournament yesterday. One would be Oakland, the 14 seed, taking out Coach John Calipari and his 3-seeded Kentucky Wildcats. Final score here was 80-76 in Oakland's favor. Their star, Jack Golke, 32 points. He made 10 three-pointers to lead his team to the victory. 13-seeded Samford got themselves on the wrong side of a ref call mistake. That hurt their cause in a close loss to 4-seeded Kansas. The Jayhawks, 93-89 winners. Victories for the 3-seed Illinois, the 3-seed Creighton. 3-11 seeds triumph in advance. That would be Duquesne, Oregon, and NC State, a team in the Wolfpack that beat the 6-seeded Texas Tech.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. Happy Friday, and we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. That's right, MTE has helped provide light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
You? I was looking at the time, and I felt like I had done something wrong, but I didn't. I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know, I thought for a second. I just kind of had a brain lapse there.
I did that yesterday.
You know, but I've been getting those more and more. I need to do a Sudoku puzzle or something.
I say things without even thinking because it's just so ingrained in my head and that the wires get crossed sometimes.
Yeah. Well, and I looked up and I looked at our time and I go, well, I don't know if that's right or not. Then I paused for a second. Then you panicked and kind of paused back and went, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, I did have a look of fear and fright in my eyes.
Why is he stopping? You know, so, but anyway, but we're back here. It's good. And I'm trying to remember what I do next. Oh, yeah. Here we go. It's our song of the day, which is today, Misheard Lyrics.
Yep. This one is from the Eagles. On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair. So a lot of people think that the lyric is on a dark desert highway, cool whip in my hair.
Now, let me hear that again. I wasn't ready for that.
I didn't hear this one, but okay. Apparently it is a misheard. It's supposed to be cool wind in my hair. On a dark desert highway,
cool wind in my hair. You know, sometimes people just...
Yeah.
You know,
I don't hear that one. No. Now, yesterday with Michael Jackson, I heard the word clever.
Yeah.
But not this one.
No. I think that one's kind of a...
Why would you have Cool Whip in your hair?
If they would just think about that. You know, they just don't think about that. Our good neighbor today we want to think about is John Smith. Today's good neighbor of the day for his creative menu and live music on weekends at Soul Murfreesboro. John Smith's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Pardon.
Oh, I had a pause there, too. Panic set in. I thought I was going to have to give the Heimlich.
I was trying to say something, and there no words would come out. If you want to send us a good neighbor, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450, and you'll get a reply back. Fill out the information on that web form and click submit. That's all you have to do to get a good neighbor of the day into us. Again, text neighbor to 615-893-1450. All right, on today's real fact, your thigh bone, the bone in a human, the thigh bone, it's actually stronger than concrete.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty strong.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the thigh bone's connected to the
hip bone.
624.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Westlawn Neighborhood Hospital celebrated its first anniversary on Wednesday. Westlawn is Tennessee's first neighborhood hospital, a concept that Ascension has had a lot of success with in other states. It's on Veterans Parkway at the I-840 exit. The hospital has 8 private inpatient medical beds and an emergency department with its own set of 8 treatment rooms for patients. Additionally, the facility offers diagnostic imaging, laboratory services, and outpatient services. A Rutherford County elementary school teacher is accused of getting physical with students and has been suspended. Rutherford County Schools said surveillance cameras caught multiple incidents of Emily Romine pulling on a student, pushing them, kicking their chair, and grabbing their arms. Board members voted to suspend Roman for 15 days and move forward with three school violation charges of assault and doing non-school-related activities on her laptop instead of watching students during lunch. According to the Human Rights Campaign, an LGBTQ advocacy organization, the Tennessee Senate passed a Tennessee Foster and Adoptive Parent Protection Act today. The group says the bill would prohibit the Department of Children's Services from excluding parents who want to foster or adopt a child, but not affirm or accept that child's sexual orientation or gender identity based on the parent's moral or religious objections to LGBTQ plus identity. The bill is set to be heard in the House on April 1st. Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County recently released the featured guest for their 35th annual Steak and Burger, Jeff Foxworthy. Steak and Burger will take place July 16th at MTSU. All proceeds from the evening will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we're welcoming you back here on the Wake Up Crew. And that's a misquoted or misheard announcer. Did you really know what I said? I don't know. It sounded kind of mumble jumble to me.
So there's something interesting. Our weather used to have a sing jingle at the beginning of it, and it said Good Neighbor Weather. Okay.
Good Neighbor Weather. Yeah, like that.
So I had two people within a matter of days say, when I was posting weather videos, and so they would ask in the comments, when your weather forecast comes on the radio, what is it saying? Because I hear toilet paper weather. And it,
well, let's hear it, Brian. Let's see.
Well,
what's...
I don't have it up here. So that made that change. But two people said that they heard toilet paper weather.
What is it really saying?
Good Neighbor Weather.
Good Neighbor Weather.
Toilet paper weather.
Toilet paper weather.
It's odd. But to have one person, it's kind of like, well, they just didn't hear. But when two people say the same words, so it made me kind of rethink
you may
that.
Have to, you may have to rethink that a little bit.
Yeah.
Change it to something else, you know.
Well, we did. Yeah.
Oh, you got something new already?
I just have John Young on saying Rutherford weather at the beginning of it.
Oh, I got you.
But I just thought it was very odd that more than one person thought they heard toilet paper weather.
Well, maybe to them it's like toilet paper. I don't know.
I guess so. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I'm telling you.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
Okay, here we go with Today in History. We got a long one today, so I want to make sure we get them all in. In 1981, well, that's going back, Nightline with Ted Koppel premieres on ABC.
I'm Ted Koppel.
And, you know, he's still kicking, you know?
Yeah.
And he retired rather young, really. In 1790, Thomas Jefferson becomes the first U.S. I guess we don't have these in order today, do we? He became the first U.S. Secretary of State under President Washington. 1941, James Stewart is inducted into the Army, becoming the first major American movie star to wear a military uniform in World War II. Now, he's got a lot of...
Highly decorated.
Yeah, highly decorated, yes. In 1957, All Shook Up, the single by Elvis Presley, is released.
I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah, yeah. My hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love.
Ooh.
I'm all shook up. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In In 1963, the Beatles released their first album, and it was called Please Please Me. That is a song that Paul still does at his concerts, and the people love it. They go crazy. You know, he'll be up there in Germany or Japan.
Really?
They go nuts when they play that. Indira Gandhi in 1977 resigns as Prime Minister of India. In 1986, Heart's These Dreams single goes number one. Speaking of toilet paper, do you need some? I think I got a little tears coming to your eye on this.
This is kind of an emotional song.
Yeah. Mullet and all. It was just hanging, flowing, and you'd shake your head and your little mullet would flow in the back.
Yeah, it's in slow motion, too.
Yeah. Okay. 1968. Why am I keep saying that? I'm worried about my brain. I really am. 1986, On My Own, a single released by Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald. That was a Billboard Song of the Year in 1986. In 1989, Pete Rozelle announces his retirement. And in 1994, not a moment too soon, the second studio album by Tim McGraw is released. And not a moment too soon. You know, that was a Billboard Album of the Year in 1994.
Yeah, he was big in the 90s.
Speaking of awards, Brandon Brooks is standing by with Rewind. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. March 22nd, 1972.
The consensus, Mr. President, is that the country is split down the middle.
The release of the political drama.
We live in a time.
The Man.
When violence is offered up as the panacea.
Starring James Earl Jones as the first black president.
The bullet seems to be the final instrument of political discord.
March 22nd, 1980. Hey! Pink Floyd atop the singles chart with Another Brick in the Wall. Part 2. This date in 1991.
Wow.
The release of the comedy, Defending Your Life.
The first true story of what happens after you die.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
You make me think of my little poodle.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay, and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We've got a wet end to the work week and start to the weekend. Details-wise, we do have cloudy skies today, but we'll have a chance of rain this afternoon at a high near 72. Rain is likely tonight with a low around 48. We'll just have a slight chance of rain on Saturday and a high near 59. There's no rain Saturday night. Instead, we'll have mostly clear skies and a low around 33. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Good morning. We have seen a couple of accidents out here the last 15, 20 minutes. Most have been minor, being pushed to the side as traffic starts to crank up already on 24 westbound. Coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. I see a crash over here. Looks like it's on Briley Parkway southbound, just past Centennial Boulevard. It's over to the side also. Terminal Drive at Donaldson Pike. That's a crash happened earlier over near B&A Airport. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken's got you covered this weekend with catering. You can order online also at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pesties, buzzing rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today, 893-7111.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. The second annual Positive Aging Conference will be at MTSU's Miller Education Center, that's over on East Bell Street, on Friday, April the 5th. It's open to MTSU faculty, students, community providers, and adults age 60 plus. It's a day of upbeat speeches and conversations about growing older in America. The registration is open now. Contact Dr. Deborah Lee at MTSU. That's 615-904-8059. The Parkinson Support Group meets at 10 o'clock on the first and third Friday of each month over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Again, that's at 10 o'clock the first and third Friday mornings of each month, and it's free. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS. And let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. We use a cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Adams Place has been a wonderful place. I'm Greg Shannon. Our grandkids live in Bradyville, so we wanted to get closer.
Greg, what do you like most about Adams Place?
Well, the people are amazing, both the staff and, of course, the residents. Like everybody we've met so far, it's just unbelievably nice. Just trying to make us feel welcome, you know?
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, wise guy.
21 before the hour here on The Wake Up Crew, and we want to remind you, Man on the Street Newsmakers is coming up. It's very, very good. I hope you tune in for that. And we've got CBS National News headlines. Also, local news, traffic, weather, we've got it all. I don't even know why I do that promo. We've got it all in the six and from 6 to 8.
Right.
We've got it all, man.
Well, I mean, if you want information, give us 15 minutes and we'll give you the world.
And if you give us 20, we'll give you a, never mind. Okay, anyway, a dad joke of the day.
All right. You know, it's my first week working at the bicycle factory.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've already made me their spokesperson.
I'm going to go 4 again.
Really?
Yeah.
I was kind of shaky on that one. I didn't know how that
I
would go.
I thought I liked it. I liked it. Different. It wasn't a usual kind of dad joke that you do.
Yeah.
And the way you emphasize spokesperson, that was good. Is that what they're called, spokes?
Well, the spokes on a wheel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. You did put baseball cards? No, I guess you're too young.
No, I never did that.
We used to do that. Put baseball cards, make an engine sound. All right, 641. I'm out of here.
CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Israel this morning for talks with the prime minister on a ceasefire in Gaza and a hostage release deal. CBS's Olivia Gazis.
Speaking from Cairo on Thursday, Blinken said there were still gaps in a potential deal, but that negotiators were working nonstop to close them.
UN Security Council votes today on a U.S.-sponsored resolution. Police in Idaho say a recaptured prisoner and an alleged accomplice may have been involved in two murders while they were on the run.
We are investigating two homicides at separate locations in Nez Perce and Clearwater counties. These are potentially tied to this incident.
Officials say both men belong to white supremacist gangs. More than 100 migrants pushed through at the Texas border. They broke razor wire and knocked over National Guard members. Governor Greg Abbott ordered the fence reinforced. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Department is asking for your help finding a woman wanted on theft and burglary charges. Alexis Lang is wanted on charges of aggravated burglary and theft. According to authorities, Lang has been staying around Coffee County. Coffee County investigators now believe she may have fled to Alabama. The Sheriff's Department said anybody with any information on Lang's whereabouts should call Investigator Patrick Murdoch at 931-433-9821 or message the department on the Facebook page. Two Thursday school bus crashes are under investigation in Rutherford County. Police say no students were injured in two bus crashes off Mansion Pike. The first crash occurred at the intersection of John Lee and Mansion Pike about 3:30. The bus full of Blackman Middle School students suffered minor damage after clipping the front right bumper of a car. In the second crash, about 20 minutes later at the Brinkley Road and Mansion Pike intersection, a driver suffered a medical episode and hit the rear bumper of a school bus. The driver taken to the hospital for treatment. Nobody on the bus was injured. On Thursday morning, a network operated by the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, which connects motor vehicle agencies across the U.S. to each other and various verification services, experienced an outage. The Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security says during the outage, agencies were unable to complete transactions of driver licenses and motor vehicle titles. This prevented numerous agencies and states, including Tennessee, from issuing driver's licenses during that time. The outage reportedly lasted from 8:50 to 11:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time. No reason for the outage has been released. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
There's so many things that you can do at Adams Place. My name is Carrie Shannon. I probably spend more time in the library or reading a book and that kind of thing. And I've never seen anything as good as Adams Place. And you feel like you're in a beautiful hotel and a very nice library. It's just a really beautiful place.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Rutherford County is one of the fastest growing communities in Tennessee. This is Mike Klassen, the general manager at Middle Point Landfill. As a Class 1 landfill, Middle Point accepts non-hazardous municipal solid waste, approved special waste, and commercial waste. We have served this region for two decades, providing free disposal to all Rutherford County residents and low-cost disposal to Rutherford County businesses. Learn more at MiddlePointLandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
Manufacturing, construction, agriculture. Blue-collar jobs are the backbone of America. Those workers know the car they drive to work isn't just for show. It's what gets them to their paycheck. So where do you turn when you need a car but your credit isn't perfect? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been helping everyday Americans like you through life's financial journey for over 65 years. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy service life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information you need.
We don't have enough emergency shelter space, but the real issue is affordable housing.
That's Amber Hampton.
We have folks that come through the shelter, they get a check every single month, and they just can't find housing. The list is just insanely long. We live in a college town, so college kids are going to scoop up the cheaper housing faster. There's a lot of folks that if we could find them available places to rent for like $400 or $500 a month, we could put them in housing today, but it just doesn't exist right now.
Murfreesboro Rescue's Ed Grimes says people need to work together.
Today, there is a collaborative effort trying to bring organizations together so that we don't duplicate services. Right now, it's still an underserved population because we don't have that bed space that we need. The services that are being provided today are definitely services that are needed.
Hampton concluded.
We've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough. So, like, there's not enough outreach happening. There's not enough shelter happening. But we have the pieces. There's just not enough of it happening to where it's hitting what we need. We all work really well together, and we've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough.
And that's information you need. Brought to you by Capstar Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew, and we're going to have weather in a few minutes to wrap it up, and then we'll have news at the top of the hour. Then hour number two of The Wake Up Crew. Brian, it looks as if baseball season is just around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Braves baseball fixing to come big time into our life. They've got their roster set. I think they've got, another few games probably, and then it's ready for, is it the last weekend in March?
Well, I'm just pulling it up here. I can't remember the exact date. Let's see.
I think it's somewhere around there because they start the games in March now.
Yeah, the 28th is the Phillies home opener. So they're at Philadelphia on the 28th. That's a Thursday. They're off Friday. Then they play Saturday, Sunday, so it's next week. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, let's see. I think I've got it. Yeah.
I think that's right.
It's Spencer Strider against Zach Wheeler opening day. That should be a spectacular game if you want some good matchups. And, of course, Blue Raider baseball starting up. And then we've got, when you include our high school sports, high school baseball and softball, we've got a lot of things going on sports-wise.
So I didn't realize that they played, right up to the start of the season.
Pretty much. It's like spring games, you mean?
Spring, yeah.
Yeah, I think they get, a couple of days, maybe.
So Tuesday is their last – it says they're at the Twins.
Yeah, and then they'll take, Friday will be the opener, maybe? Thursday, Friday?
Yeah. I hope I've got this right, the schedule right. I'll make sure, but printable schedule. Maybe it's a little different. Yeah. It's weird how they March, April. Yeah, the 28th at Philadelphia. That's the first one. And their last spring game is the 26th.
We don't ever open at home anymore.
Seems that way.
Atlanta never opens at home anymore. It just irritates me.
Well, they've got 6 games on the road before they're even home.
Wow.
They've got 2 series on the road before they come home.
I can't stand the Phillies.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go with Wait a minute. Did he walk in? I thought he was late, but no, he's here.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
We're so blessed that Paul McCartney takes out a few seconds of his day to come in here and ask birthdays. And every day. Flies in, goes back to England, or goes back to New York. I think he lives in New York now. So every day, comes in just for us.
Hope he's not on a United Airlines flight. Well, I'm just kidding.
The panel may come out. Yeah. I almost said 1968 again. What is wrong with me?
1868.
I need to see a doctor. You could say, oh, no, you don't. No, but you don't. You just let me go right on.
Okay. Oh, no, you don't. You just need a doctor.
I hate you. 1868, Robert Millikan, American physicist, born in Morrison, Illinois. 1920, Werner Klimperer, German-American actor. He played in Hogan's Heroes. Colonel Klink.
Ah, okay.
Hogan.
That was kind of poking fun at Germany.
Yeah,
that series.
Yeah. 1931, William Shatner, a Canadian author, director, and actor. He starred in Star Trek and T.J. Hooker.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Ah, the good old days of the original Star Trek.
And sings that turkey song at Thanksgiving. You know, deep fried turkey.
Yeah. 1936, Roger Whittaker, a Kenyan British country singer born in Nairobi, Kenya.
Back in 1944, I remember Daddy walking out the door. Mama told me
we gotta get to the Durham
he was
camp
going
part.
To yeah. war. Leaving. I'm gonna leave old Durham town. I've gotta leave old Durham town.
Okay, that's good. I just had to hear it. In 1948, Andrew Lloyd Webber, English composer, fan of the opera.
Is that Roger Whittaker singing Phantom of the Opera?
I'm gonna leave. All right, 1952, Bob Costas, American sportscaster and talk show host. Wait a minute. Here she comes. Okay, never mind. All right. Bob Costas, born in 1952, born in Queens, New York. 1976, Reese Witherspoon. 1982, Constance Wu. In 1989, J.J. Watt, and in 2023, James T. Kirk, 2233. There you go. Science fiction captain. Somebody's trying to play a game with me.
I think you did that.
I may have. 2233.
It falls on his William Shatner's actual birthday.
Local birthdays? We don't have time. We're going to run out of time. Dr. Kaylin Nesbitt, Angel Rickard, Connie Rodriguez, Jean Williams, and Erica Fox have birthdays today. Tomorrow, Dr. Tom Woolahan, Tina Hassel, Laurie Gregory, Moses Davis, Chris Brock, and Daniel Hussey.
If you want to add to that list, you can call or text in now, 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Well, it's, let's see, National Sing Out Day. Or National Broccoli Day.
6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We've got a wet end to the work week and start to the weekend. Details-wise, we do have cloudy skies today, but we'll have a chance of rain this afternoon at a high near 72. Rain is likely tonight with a low around 48. We'll just have a slight chance of rain on Saturday at a high near 59. There's no rain Saturday night. Instead, we'll have mostly clear skies and a low around 33. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Improve your quality of life and call Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
Good morning. Move this wreck over to the side at Briley Parkway at County Hospital Road. Traffic's on the increase out here in a couple of spots coming through Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets right now. The traffic leaving Sumner County headed towards Nashville in Wilson County. Pretty good shape right now as we check it out live over here in the Mount Juliet area. Now, it will get a little bit heavier here in a few minutes on 40 West as you leave Wilson County towards Nashville. Watch for radar in Rutherford County this morning. Murfreesboro area 24 at 840. Princess Hot Chicken's got you covered with catering. Check out that awesome menu today, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Tire World is excited to announce the one and only at-cost tire sale.
Did I read that right?
Yes, that's correct.
All passenger and light truck tire brands at cost at Tire World.
This is simply amazing. Someone's getting fired over this.
We already went over this.
Folks, I hope you listen in every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
We're at Adams Place talking with John Hood. John, what do you like most about Adams Place?
Well, Bart, I guess what I like most is the personal attention that you get, the comfort and security, and knowing that you're in a very outstanding place.
What made you choose Adams Place?
Well, frankly, I only looked at Adams Place.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Manufacturing, construction, agriculture. Blue-collar jobs are the backbone of America. Those workers know the car they drive to work isn't just for show. It's what gets them to their paycheck. So where do you turn when you need a car but your credit isn't perfect? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been helping everyday Americans like you through life's financial journey for over 65 years. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Tire World is excited to announce the annual At Cost Tire Sale.
At Cost? Did I read that right?
That's correct.
This week only and ends this Saturday.
Really? At Cost?
We already went over this.
This week only and ends this Saturday.
Just read the script.
At Cost. At Tire World.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, as much as I hate to get out of here, I've got to go. Well, I'm going to be back with you, but, you know, my hosting duties are over. John Smith's today's Good Neighbor of the Day for his creative menu and live music on weekends at Soul Murfreesboro. John Smith's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Okay, so that's our good neighbor today. If you want to send us in a good neighbor that we can get on maybe next week or the following for sure, all you have to do is text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450. And when you get that reply from us, tap on it, fill out the information, and click the submit button once you've done that, and it'll send us the message. We'll make them the good neighbor of the day. Promise. So it's a great way to recognize someone. It's all anonymous, too. Birthdays and anniversaries, taking those for today and tomorrow, Friday and Saturday birthdays at 615-893-1450 on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Find that new favorite pair you'll be proud to wear.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Don't go anywhere. If you're driving around, keep it tuned to News Radio WGNS. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Idaho manhunt.
Suspects were taken into custody separately.
New pressure on Israel.
We can expect to hear some more demands from the U.S.
March Madness, shocker.
There was never a doubt in my mind that this wasn't going to be a game.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. An escaped inmate and his alleged accomplice are under arrest in Idaho, ending a statewide manhunt. But as CBS's Carter Evans reports, they may be linked to two murders and there could be additional arrests.
Maximum security inmate Skylar Mead and his alleged accomplice, Nicholas Umfenauer, are now in custody just 36 hours after they pulled off a violent escape at a Boise hospital.
There was a short vehicle pursuit. There were no shots fired or extensive use of force.
Police say the fugitives ditched the car used in the initial escape and suspect they killed two people while on the run.
We did find the shackles at the scene of one of the homicides, so that's one of the ways that we tied them together.
Investigators say Mead deliberately injured himself in prison to get taken to the hospital, and when he was about to be transported back, Umfenauer ambushed corrections officers in the ambulance bay.
They knew exactly what they were doing.
Greg Rogers is a former FBI agent who infiltrated white supremacist organizations.
Your 30 years in the FBI tells you it's not just these two guys involved.
No. There are white supremacist groups all across the country. They coordinate with each other.
Overseas, Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel, hours before the UN is set to vote on a U.S. proposal for an immediate and sustained ceasefire in Gaza. Here's CBS's Chris Livesay.
For the sixth time since the start of the war, Secretary Blinken is in the region as divisions deepen between the White House and Israel over the country's insistence to invade Rafah.
A major ground operation there would mean more civilian deaths. It would worsen the humanitarian crisis. There is a better way to deal with the threat posed by Hamas.
More than a million Palestinians are taking refuge in the city on Egypt's border, as well as thousands of Hamas diehards, Israel says. Gaza's largest hospital, once again a battlefield, as Israeli forces storm the Al-Shifa complex.
They are still hiding in this building, in the emergency room.
For 5 days, Israel says they fought pitched battles with Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, killing over 140 fighters and arresting 650 more.
Well, a major storm system has brought spring snow to parts of the upper Midwest, and heavy rain and snow is in store this weekend for much of the Northeast. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams.
One system is in the Great Lakes, the other is in the South. Tomorrow, they're going to join forces and make a mess of the I-95 corridor. 2 to 3 inches of rain from D.C. to Boston and 2 feet of snow from Vermont to Maine. And there is more snow on the way for the plains to the Midwest Sunday through Tuesday of next week.
Apple vows to fight the Justice Department lawsuit that accuses it of creating a smartphone monopoly at the expense of consumers. Thomas Germain is a tech reporter at Gizmodo.
If the government is successful here, we could end up in a world where the iPhone is a much more open device that plays better with the rest of the tech industry. Depending on what changes, we could see the price of apps come down. The prices of smartwatches could come down.
Medicare has opened the door to wider coverage for people who take Wegovy, which was approved to lower heart attack risk, but it's also been used as a weight loss drug. Medicare says Part D plans can cover it for certain heart patients. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, facing federal corruption charges, says in a video he won't run in the Democratic primary in that state.
Unfortunately, the present accusations I am facing, of which I am innocent and will prove so, will not allow me to have that type of dialogue and debate with political opponents that have already made it the cornerstone of their campaign.
But Menendez says he's leaving open the possibility of re-entering the race as an independent if he's cleared at his trial. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Last-minute votes will happen in Congress today on a $1.2 trillion spending bill. CBS's Scott McFarland.
If the votes line up, as expected, Congress will again have averted a government shutdown at the last minute. This has happened about a half dozen times just since September 30th. Provisions of this spending deal include new money for border agents and more border security provisions, pay raises for the military, and no pay raises for Congress itself.
In Oklahoma, the Tulsa County DA says no criminal charges will be filed in connection with the death of non-binary teen Nex Benedict. Ruled a suicide, it came a day after a fight in a school bathroom. Matt Pringle lives near Benedict's family.
I think it's sad because at the end of the day, I think it just boils down to a child died in our neighborhood.
In Massachusetts, there's a review of the death sentence handed to Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
This doesn't mean that Tsarnaev gets a new trial. It doesn't mean that his death penalty will automatically be thrown out. It means that the trial court judge has to go back and take a more probing look at the claims of juror bias.
The IRS says it's opened a criminal investigation into baseball star Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. Reports say he had debts topping $1 million from betting on international soccer. The bookmaker is under investigation, too. Ohtani's attorneys say the Dodgers two-way star was the victim of a massive theft. Well, State Farm, which announced earlier this year it would stop issuing new insurance policies in California because of rising costs, now says it won't renew more than 70,000 existing policies. The Congressional Gold Medal has been awarded to three surviving members of the World War II units that became known as the Ghost Army.
The Ghost Army's tactics were meant to be invisible, but today their contributions will no longer remain unseen in the shadows.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, the units used inflatable planes, fake tanks, and other props to fool the Germans. Well, March Madness strikes down one of college basketball's powerhouses.
Oakland with a March memory of a lifetime.
The call on CBS as 14 seed Oakland University stunned number 3 seed Kentucky 80-76. Greg Campy's been the head coach of the Michigan school for 40 years.
This is the greatest win that I've ever been a part of. And just the way we played. We led the whole game, right? And every time they got the lead, we came right back.
More first-round games today. The women's tournament tips off today. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
What if there is a murderer walking among us?
Follow the clues. Solve the mystery.
This village really is a place where murder is easy.
Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, a brand new BritBox original series, is streaming now, adding to the largest collection of Agatha Christie, including Miss Marple, Poirot, Why Didn't They Ask Evans, and more.
The whole collection, it is magnificent.
Stream the best of British TV, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for making us a part of your morning. It's the Wake Up Crew continuing our second hour here from News Radio WGNS. First things first, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. My personal favorite menu item is our Danish baby back ribs. They're fall off the bone tender, very lean, got a delicious homemade sauce we put on it, and there's nobody serving ribs like these anywhere in Middle Tennessee.
Good food and fun.
Toots, good food and fun since 1985.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We've got a wet end to the work week and start to the weekend. Details-wise, we do have cloudy skies today, but we'll have a chance of rain this afternoon at a high near 72. Rain is likely tonight with a low around 48. We'll just have a slight chance of rain on Saturday at a high near 59. There's no rain Saturday night, instead with mostly clear skies and a low around 33. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your wake-up crew forecast. Right now, it's 52 degrees.
Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. Traffic's picked up quite a bit now down I-40 coming out of Wilson County there in the Mount Julian area, headed into Hermitage on 40 going west all the way up to B&A Airport, as traffic picks up also in the Brentwood-Franklin area on 65. That's been in good shape so far up through Williamson County towards south Nashville. 65 is already busy down through Millersville this morning. As you come in from Robertson County through that section of Sumner County, be careful. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Wake up crew back here, almost 12 after 7. A little Peter Gunn for you.
That was a great theme song back in the 50s.
Yeah. What are we doing here? Oh, it's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Good morning.
Yeah, I've got something.
Yeah.
I've got something to talk about.
Okay.
Unless you want, you usually have something.
I have a plethora of things. Just little tidbits. Mm-hmm. It's Friday. It's clean out the folder day.
Okay.
But did I mention? I did. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday. It's the end of the week. Time to freak. Been working real hard. Losing sleep. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey.
It's Friday.
Nothing like a Friday. Nothing like a Friday going into spring break the next week either.
You better believe it, bro.
So I hope there's lots of learning today.
I hope the weather's pretty.
Yeah.
I don't think you're the head of Rutherford Weather. I don't know if you can promise that, though.
Oh,
I think
no.
Monday's going to be about 60 and cloudy, which is, so, man. Nothing in the 70s that week, next week?
Maybe toward the end of the week. We're close to 70. We're going to hit 69 on Sunday.
Well, so, that's the end of it. You're talking about the beginning?
This Sunday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So nothing drastically bad, just fabulously good.
Well, not so far. We'll wait for that extended forecast.
I knew spring break was too early.
Yeah, it is early. We're going to have a little bit of a musical segment here this morning. Yeah, a little bit. And it's what I'm going to bring up is interesting. We're going to talk about the biggest song of all time. The biggest song of all time. This just came out recently. Let me remind you of this, though. Today's the last day to save at Raider Tees, because they've got the Lady Raiders going to the NCAA tournament, of course, playing today at noon. So all day today, this is the last day, you can save 25% on all regular price Blue Raider gear at Raider Tees in celebration of their NCAA bid. And also you can get the official Conference USA Women's Tournament Championship shirts at Raider Tees. So stop on in and check that out at Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road. Song of the day. This is from the Eagles. The Hotel California song is one of the most misquoted song lyrics. And I didn't really hear this one. John didn't either. But here we go. Here's the misheard lyric.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair,
So a lot of people hear Cool Whip in my hair, but it's actually Cool Wind in my hair. I didn't hear the Cool Whip part on this one.
I didn't either. Who would have Cool Whip in their hair anyway?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So don't be ridiculous, folks. Well, more misquoted song lyrics next week as well. I think we've done everything we need to do. I can tell you that this is episode 1370 of the Wake Up Crew, and Easter's just 9 days away, so kind of keep that in mind. A week from this Sunday is Easter. John, I know that you've heard this song. Everybody has heard this song. So Forbes magazine came out and said this is the biggest song of all time. The biggest of all time. You've heard this performed at this year's NFC Championship game between the Lions and the 49ers. Tom Cruise, Alec Baldwin, Mary J. Blige in the film Rock of Ages. The song was covered by the cast of Glee as well. The song that Forbes magazine says is the biggest song of all time is... Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Bill Clinton used that, didn't he? When he ran for
Maybe
president.
So.
I think he did. Don't Stop Believin'.
Yeah. It was literally everywhere in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Stop Believin'. But do you think this is the biggest song of all time?
No.
Well, according to...
I think they mean by that, don't they mean it's been used a lot by different things?
Well, according to the Recording Industry Association of America, this rock song, likely heard by everyone around the world, is now an 18 times platinum certified single.
Well, I have to admit, you know it right off.
Yeah.
When it starts. Wow.
But 18 time platinum single. So that means it sold a lot of records.
Oh yeah, they wouldn't have made another song.
Yeah,
you know, they've lived off that.
It was from their seventh studio album, Escape. Don't Stop Believing became their signature song, of course. And Forbes magazine and is saying that's the biggest song of all time. I wouldn't have thought that.
Never, but you know, hey, sometimes.
Their greatest hits album is 15 times platinum certified. Don't Stop Believing has been streamed over 1 billion times alone. Just that song that we played. So, there you go.
Wow.
1 billion streams. That is nuts. Also, Target and Walmart are trying something with their self-checkout lines. Some shoppers have reported the self-checkout lines have been closed at Walmart. And one person said it's the second time in a week. Walmart is kind of moving to their scan and go for only Walmart Plus members. So you have to be a Walmart Plus member to use them. So they're kind of going that route. I guess in high traffic times, if they don't have enough workers, they'll open it up for everybody. But And Target
wow.
says they're not really changing things, but...
What caused that, really? Was it people stealing?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, if you want a faster checkout, instead of having to wait in the line, if you are a Plus member, like Walmart Plus, on their
gives
app
you incentive
instead...
to get one.
Yeah, I guess, maybe. Hmm. I don't know. We'll see how that works out. A lot of people don't like self-checkout anyway. All right, what we're watching coming up.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Brian Fenley.
Quite a few upsets first-round NCAA tournament yesterday. One would be Oakland, the 14 seed, taking out Coach John Calipari and his 3-seeded Kentucky Wildcats. Final score here was 80-76 in Oakland's favor. Their star, Jack Golkey, 32 points. He made 10 three-pointers to lead his team to the victory. 13-seeded Samford got themselves on the wrong side of a ref call mistake. That hurt their cause in a close loss to 4-seeded Kansas. The Jayhawks, 93-89 winners. Victories for the 3-seed Illinois, the 3-seed Creighton. 3 11-seeds triumph in advance. That would be Duquesne, Oregon and NC State, a team in the Wolfpack that beat the six-seeded Texas Tech.
Welcome to Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks, sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. Located just north of the Tennessee state line in Franklin, Kentucky, this premier entertainment destination is home to over 1,000 gaming machines, fine dining, and live music. As we build towards the world's most famous race, remember, the Mint will play host to the largest Kentucky Derby party south of Louisville on the first Saturday in May. For more info, visit themintgaming.com.
Saturday, March 23rd offers big stakes action at two different tracks. First, Turfway Park, Race 10, the Grade 3 Kentucky Cup Classic. We like the number one, Shirley Furious, from trainer Glenn Wisman. He's won two in a row. This is a mile and an eighth for older males. Race 11 is the Bourbonette Oaks for three-year-old fillies on the Kentucky Oaks Trail, mile and a 16th. We like the number eight, Pink Polka Dots, unbeaten daughter of Candy Ride, is trained by Joe Sharp. Race 12 is the Grade 3 Jeff Ruby Stakes Kentucky Derby qualifier. Three-year-olds going a mile and an eighth. The number 10, Endlessly, a West Coast shipper for trainer Mike McCarthy. He's won four or five lifetime. His last start was a win in the El Camino Real Derby. We also like the number 9, Sees the Gray, in this one for trainer D. Wayne Lucas. Race 9 at the Fairgrounds is the Grade 2 New Orleans Classic. Mile of the eighth for older males. We like the number 5, Money Supply. He's won five in a row, six out of seven. He's trained by Joe Sharp also. Race 11 at the Fairgrounds is the Fairgrounds Oaks. Grade 2 Kentucky Oaks qualifier. We like the number 5, Tarifa. She's 2 for 2 in 2024 for trainer Brad Cox. Race 12 is the Grade 2 Louisiana Derby, mile and 3/16. Kentucky Derby qualifier. Big money on the line here. Wide open 12-horse affair. We like the number 5, Catching Freedom, for trainer Brad Cox is our top pick. And a little superfecta action, let's go with the number 10, Common Defense, for Kenny McPeak. The number 1, Triple Espresso, for trainer Todd Pletcher. And the number 8, Next Level, for Keith DeSormo. Got a hunch, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, the Wake Up Crew back here at 7:22. That's our time. And on Fridays, we like to catch up on a little bit of what we're watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's Island.
All right, what are we watching? Presented by Premier Six Theater here in Murfreesboro, where you can see Arthur the King, The Unexpected Encounter, An Unlikely Bond, An Unforgettable Adventure, based on the incredible true story starring Mark Wahlberg. It's got a dog. Movie about the dog.
Oh.
So.
What's the name of it?
It is Arthur the King.
Is that a tearjerker?
I think so.
Anything about a dog usually is.
Yeah. So that's out. And, John, it's the weekend for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Uh-oh. That's the first blockbuster of the year.
Yeah. Well, I guess Dune 2 has done really well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
But
never cared for any of those.
We went and watched that at IMAX.
Yeah, how was
last
it?
Sunday? It was okay.
It's not your kind of movie.
It's okay. The pictures were beautiful and everything, but one thing I've noticed about IMAX, you can't sit in the front row, or you really need to sit up, and we didn't get the tickets until late, so we were kind of looking up at the screen.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that at any theater.
Yeah.
More, but IMAX, I can imagine it would be terrible.
Yeah. But that, Dalton said that was one of the few movies that was shot only in IMAX. It's showing in other places, but it was shot on IMAX cameras, so it was meant to be seen in IMAX.
How has he become such a movie?
I have no idea. I don't know where some of the things that he spouts off, I don't know.
Are they even true?
Well, maybe.
Are we going to get sued one day on this show?
Let's hope not. So, if you need to see Dune, the first Dune, and it came out, what, in 2020 or something?
Did he like it?
He liked it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you were just so-so.
I mean, it's an okay movie. I don't think it's one that I would just race out to see again and again. Now, the one that I rented on one of the streaming services that I watched this week, I probably would watch again, and that's Boys in the Boat.
I liked Boys in the Boat. I could watch that every time. I love movies about people overcoming adversity and winning, you know. But I'm a sports guy. You are. So
right.
We kind of like that.
I didn't realize, and I did a little reading on it after, you know, that in the movie they say that it's the hardest team sport because each person in the boat has to do certain things, but they all have to be in unison and all eight of them.
You know,
and
my favorite person in that movie is that little guy that led them, that sat up front and, and taunted them, you know, to get them to go. I love that guy. I love that character in that.
He was really good
now,
at that.
Now, the guy, the star of that, is in that other movie you love on Netflix with Austin Butler. About the pilots.
Oh, yeah, the series. It's on Apple TV, Masters of the Air.
Yeah.
I finished that. It was really good. They did also a one-hour documentary with some of the people that they were depicting. And so these were based off of real people. Had some of the Tuskegee Airmen in it. And it was really well done. So Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks directed that. So they've kind of been into documentaries of late.
Well, they've got all kinds of money. They can do anything they want to.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
So if you want to check that out, a Masters.
Now, I know that basketball has been over, so I would figure you've seen a few more things.
I have. I started another one on Apple TV called Manhunt.
Oh, that's on my list here of things to stream.
It's about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And if you've watched Masters of the Air, did I get the name of that right? Masters of the Air. If you watch that, the guy who depicted Crosby in that is actually playing John Wilkes Booth in Manhunt. But looks like it's going to be good. I think Ron Howard has something to do with that one.
Well, let me lead you. Let's see how your knowledge of how many things you're watching. These are the ones that are supposed to be great to stream this weekend.
Okay.
Invincible Season 2, Part 2.
I don't have it.
That's an animated. Animated. The wonderful story of Henry Sugar and three more.
Okay.
I'm just giving them out there in case you want to look at them. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that just to say I've seen it.
It's on Netflix, I think.
Let's see. Manhunt was on there. That's on Apple TV. Chicken Nugget. I'm interested in this. This girl turns into a chicken nugget, and her two friends or relatives have to save her.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. I'm going to watch it. I'm just going to watch it. I just think, well, how are they going to make something out of that? Nicolas Cage is in one called Dream Scenario. I'm going to watch that. Let me see where's that at.
I've heard a little bit about that one, too.
I've got to see where that is. I forgot to tell you where that was playing. That's on Max.
Okay.
All right.
A few things to watch and what we've watched and what we're going to watch here on the Wake Up Crew 728. WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Plugged In podcast focuses on the world of electric vehicles. Stay up to date on the EV world, hear interviews with experts and more. Listen on your favorite podcast platform or visit mte.com/pluggedin.
Tire World's annual at-cost tire sale is finally here. For 1 week only, all passenger and light truck tire brands will be sold at cost, plus an additional 20% off the installation. Want more? Okay. Get up to another $100 back by double-dipping with manufacturer rebates. The sale is short, but the savings are huge. That's because Tire World doesn't put discount in its name. It puts the discount in your pocket.
At Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Enjoy life at the Villages of Murfreesboro, like games or a golf putting green. At the Villages of Murfreesboro, a luxurious apartment, plus a chef to prepare your meals, and all that is very affordable. Let Sioux Hall show you the Villages of Murfreesboro, right behind the Stones River Battlefield. The Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
TV too loud? We can help with that.
I'm Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, back here at 7:30 on The Wake Up Crew. Good Friday morning to you.
And happy birthday today to Dr. Kaylin Nesbitt. Angel Rickard, is that Ricard? Angel Ricard?
Rickard, probably.
Rickard, okay. Yeah. Connie Rodriguez, Gene Williams, and Erica Fox. And tomorrow, Dr. Tom Woolahan, Tina Hassel, Laurie Gregory, Moses Davis, Chris Brock, and Daniel Hossie.
All right, so if you want to add to our birthday list, now's the time. It is the deadline, if you will, to get those in. We have to have some time to write everything up and get it ready to present at 8. So last call for those birthdays and anniversaries for Friday or tomorrow, birthdays and anniversaries too.
Family owned and operated since 1903, French's is always stocked with top brands in work and Western wear. We're your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We've got a wet end to the work week and start to the weekend. Details wise, we do have cloudy skies today, but we'll have a chance of rain this afternoon if a high near 70. Rain is likely tonight with a low around 48. We'll just have a slight chance of rain on Saturday and a high near 59. There's no rain Saturday night, instead we'll have mostly clear skies and a low around 33. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 53 degrees.
Good morning. It's building pretty good now through the Mount Juliet area as we stare at it live here coming in from Wilson County on 40 West up through the Hermitage area. 24, not bad. It's busy coming from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro up through the Antioch area. We've seen it worse before, but give yourself a little bit of extra time. There's lots of radar. At least we saw some earlier. I-40 out in Dixon County around 840. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. A Rutherford County elementary school teacher is accused of getting physical with students and has been suspended. Rutherford County Schools said surveillance cameras caught multiple incidents of Emily Romine pulling on a student, pushing them, kicking their chair, and grabbing their arms. Board members voted to suspend Romine for 15 days and move forward with 3 school violation charges of assault and doing non-school-related activities on her laptop instead of watching students during lunch. According to the Human Rights Campaign, an LGBTQ advocacy organization, the Tennessee Senate passed a Tennessee Foster and Adoptive Parent Protection Act today. The group says the bill would prohibit the Department of Children's Services from excluding parents who want to foster or adopt a child, but not affirm or accept that child's sexual orientation or gender identity based on the parent's moral or religious objections to LGBTQ+ identity. The bill is set to be heard in the House on April 1st. Westlawn Neighborhood Hospital celebrated its first anniversary on Wednesday. Westlawn is Tennessee's first neighborhood hospital, a concept that Ascension has had a lot of success with in other states. It's on Veterans Parkway at the I-840 exit. The hospital has 8 private inpatient medical beds and an emergency department with its own set of 8 treatment rooms for patients. Additionally, the facility offers diagnostic imaging, laboratory services, and outpatient services. Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County recently released a featured guest for their 35th annual Steak and Burger, Jeff Foxworthy. Steak and Burger will take place July 16th at MTSU. All proceeds from the evening will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. I'd like to invite you over to our hometown store, 1837 South Church Street. For over 15 years, French's Shoes and Boots have been serving Rutherford County with shoe brands like King, Chaco, Merrill, SAS, Clarks, and Dansko. Boot brands like Justin, Lucchese, Tony Lama, Danner, Ariat, and Wolverine. Clothing brands like Wrangler, Ariat, and Miss Me Jeans. All the best brands at super great prices.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Tire World's annual at-cost tire sale is finally here. For 1 week only, all passenger and light truck tire brands will be sold at cost, plus an additional 20% off the installation. Want more? Okay. Get up to another $100 back by double-dipping with manufacturer rebates. The sale is short, but the savings are huge. That's because Tire World doesn't put discount in its name. It puts the discount in your pocket.
At Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you, too.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 our time. The Wake Up Crew is right here on News Radio, WGNS. And time to play trivia this morning. And we are going to try our hand at Westerns. Westerns trivia. I think you'll be really good at this, John. The first question. Richard Boone played the part of Paladin, a gentleman gun for hire in Have Gun Will Travel. If you wanted to hire him for a job, in which city could you find his office?
San Francisco.
That is correct. Very good. Very good. That came right at the last second.
Yes, it did.
Hugh O'Brien starred in this Western about a legendary lawman of the frontier. What was the name of the series?
What was the name of the series? The Life and Legend of Wyatt Earp.
That is correct. Which television cowboy was based in San Francisco at the Carlton Hotel, dressed mainly in black and using a silver chess knight as his trademark?
Paladin.
Another correct answer. Is this not even challenging? Bat Masterson aired on NBC with 107 episodes from 1958 to 1960, featuring fictionalized stories of the historical figure who was also a buffalo hunter, lawman, army scout, etc. The question, he was born in Eugene, Oregon, went by the name of Bat Masterson, rides into the sunset in 2009. What was the name of the character, the actual actor who played Bat Masterson?
Gene Barry?
Correct. That was a very long question. Sorry.
Yes, it was, but the answer was very short.
Yeah. Guy Madison played the starring role of U.S. Marshal Wild Bill Hickok in The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Who played the role of his 300-pound partner, Deputy Marshal Jingles P. Jones?
This may get me, because I've never actually watched it. I'm going to take a guess.
Okay.
Slim Pickens.
No. It was Andy Devine.
Andy Devine. Well, they're similar. Slim Pickens, yeah. Andy Devine. Okay.
Deadwood started a three-season run in 2004. Which saloon did Al Swearengen own?
I don't know. I can't remember.
The Gem.
The Gem.
G-E-M. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I appeared in over 2,000 movies and television roles, played a skipper's role in Gilligan's Island. However, I had the leading role in a children's Western from 57 to 58 based on the pioneering of railroads. Who am I?
Yeah, he was a railroad conductor. Oh, Alan Hill Jr.
That is correct.
Oh, okay. I thought I needed to name the character, the name of the show.
No. Do you remember the name of the show? He was a railroad engineer.
Yeah. I can't remember. I'll know it when you say it. But
Casey Jones.
Casey Jones. Yeah.
All right.
But that doesn't count.
No.
That wasn't the yeah,
right.
Okay.
The theme song for this Western referred to the character as, quote, a knight without armor in a savage land. What was the name of the TV series?
Okay, say it again now. I'm sorry.
The theme song of this Western referred to the character as a knight without armor in a savage land. What is the TV series?
Got me stumped.
Richard Boone starred in this.
If you sing it, I might could know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know it. Have Gun Will Travel.
Have Gun Will Travel, okay.
Yeah. There's been a lot of those in this.
Yeah.
Let's see. Doctor, our Frontier Doctor, who was the Frontier Doctor played by Rex Allen, a veteran of movie singing cowboys?
Oh, that's way before my time. He was a Frontier Doctor. Rex Allen, he was a singer. And what was the name of the show is what you want to know?
What was the name of the veteran movie actor that was the singing cowboy, Rex Allen? Who was the Frontier Doctor played by Rex Allen? Allen. Okay. Yeah, who? What was the name of the doctor? It was Dr. Bill Baxter.
Before my time, believe it or not.
Well, that's a little Westerns trivia this morning.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, apparel, and more, is family-owned, and you'll always find friendly service with the lowest prices on the best brands. We know there's nothing worse than a boot that doesn't fit right, so come see us on South Church Street to get a great fitting on high-quality footwear. We've been outfitting Tennessee since 1903.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're learning about Adam's Place.
My name is Carrie Shannon. It was kind of hard to leave, but once you leave and you see where you've come to, you know that you made the right decision.
Do you enjoy the food?
Yes, at Adam's Place, you feel like you are in an upscale restaurant. Really good food, good for you, and is very delicious. We enjoy it very much.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew. WGS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's 7:42 as we wrap up this Friday Wake Up Crew and get you ready for the weekend and spring break next week. So I'm looking forward to that. A lot of folks probably getting out of town. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You can take control of your account management and energy consumption with that MyMTE app. You can just download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and much more. That's MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. So today, our good neighbor of the day is John Smith. John is the good neighbor for his creative menu and live music on weekends at Soul Murfreesboro. John Smith receiving flowers today from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS. That is your good neighbor of the day for this Friday. Send us a good neighbor. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 and get a reply back from us. And just fill out that information that it asked for on there. And you will be able to get that good neighbor of the day nomination in about a couple of minutes. So help us out and make someone's day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All right, today's dad joke. You know, it's my first week working at the bicycle factory.
Really?
Yeah, they've already made me the spokesperson.
Replay.
That is a four. That's two fours in a row.
Yeah. We'll
see what Dalton thinks.
Yeah, get his opinion on things. Well, I don't know if we want to ask for his opinion on anything. He gives it freely, though.
Oh, yeah.
What have we learned today on the Wake Up Crew?
Well, what we're watching, you talked about going to see Boys in the Boat and Dune.
Yep.
So that was kind of fun. We also told them what we think are going to be good. I'm watching Chicken Nugget. I'm watching that one.
Seems weird.
And the one in the Nicolas Cage one, I'll probably watch it too.
So one thing about those, Apple TV does it like one week at a time when they release their series. And I'm kind of impatient. I want to watch it all through.
Right.
But I guess
they do more like network TV.
Kinda.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like,
don't you get spoiled?
10 weeks.
I tell you what, it's hard for me to watch something with a commercial in it.
Oh, I know. It really is.
I meant to also say, I watched again, they showed the NCIS episode where Ducky is no longer with the crew. He died. You know, David McCallum actually died in real life. And they do a celebratory episode. It was really good.
Oh, yeah.
And what's his name came back? Tony. Came back in the final few minutes. Oops, another. I mean, it's been on for two or three times now, so I don't think I'm giving away any secrets.
They're getting ready to do a new series.
With him, Tony and Diva. Or
Ziva. Pablo.
Ziva, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, close.
Diva. She is a diva.
Yeah.
No, maybe not. But let's see. What else?
You talked about concrete.
Your thigh bone is stronger than concrete.
Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, it can still crack. Concrete cracks.
Well, sure.
You know, if you have a hard enough fall.
But, I mean, your thigh bone...
go ahead.
Think about it, though. I mean, not a lot of people break their thigh bone.
No, they don't.
It's usually their...
That's true.
...lower leg bone, whatever. All right, well, that is a few things that we learned here on the Wake Up Crew today.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
Well, Wilma Rudolph was the 20th... of 22 kids. I said that. Yeah. 20th of 22 kids.
Isn't that amazing?
She's from, you know, Clarksville in that area. She was born prematurely at 4.5 pounds, and she had infantile paralysis, polio, and scarlet fever, yet she became the fastest woman in the world, winning 4 Olympic golds.
It's pretty amazing. 20 of 22.
Yeah.
By the way,
she had to wear a leg brace because her leg was twisted when she was a kid from the polio.
Made it stronger.
Sure did. Apparently so.
You know what? I get